Join your host, Alistair Rayner, as he shares information on the latest research on livestock production, tips on how to boost your profitability, advice on how to secure the health of your herd, interviews with industry leaders, and moments of inspiration. Alistair will take you from the paddock to the research lab and give you ways to improve your operation. From moments on the farm, education, some delicious recipes, and a bit of fun. We hope you enjoy.
G'day. I'm Alistair Rayner, and welcome to my podcast, Rayner Reckons. This week, I wanted to talk about some of the things that underpin our markets and our consumers' confidence. A couple of years ago, I was on a short holiday to China. It was a really amazing opportunity to visit places I'd only heard about. China was a sensory overload. There's so much happening with people and sights and smells. It's almost impossible to describe. As part of the tour, we visited Shanghai. We walked past a restaurant that had a life-size sticker of an Angus bull on the window, with the words above it in English and Mandarin, Australian beef, clean and safe. To see that, it made me stop and stare. After all, we talk about clean and safe and its importance to our industry all the time. But to see it being the key thrust of advertising in another country really drove home to me the importance of this reputation to our consumers. How people perceive the food they eat is one of the most important things we as producers should be thinking about. There's an expectation we all have that our food will be safe to eat, free from diseases or from chemicals. Food safety, there are several Chinese people said to me, having clean food is their most important consideration. I know with my own family and friends, we take for granted the food we eat is produced and provided in a safe way. I'm sure if I was to ask you to think right now, you could probably come up with an experience of explaining to someone how you grow your livestock and what you do to make sure the food they eat is clean and safe. And that connection with our consumers is vital. If you've had that experience of explaining food production, how did it make you feel? I'm sure you'd feel pride in explaining what you do and why you do it. Hopefully there are a few questions and a better understanding on your behalf and on your friend's behalf about what goes into food production, and equally, what they want when they buy food. I guess the issue is, as producers, you can't actually have a close interaction with all of your consumers. And while it'd be great to visit all the countries beef or red meat's exported to, we just can't do it. So we're relying on the marketing efforts of our industry bodies to share that message. Seeing that life-size sticker and the images underpinning that message, Aussie beef clean and safe, I think it's a message that's really well established. But how do we back it up? When your friends ask about the methods you use, I'm sure it's backed up by knowing you and your reputation, the fact that they can see what you're doing, that they can ask you questions, and they've got faith in you as a person and in the integrity of what you're telling them. That level of trust that exists between you and them and that accountability is so important. And the fact that you're obviously standing by what you've just told them about your food. So how do we do that as an industry, or even across all the red meat industries? One of the key things is the National Vendor Declarations, or NVDs. These are the statements that travel with your animals from leaving the farm through selling onto processing. I reckon you should think about NVDs as being the same as you telling your friends exactly what you've done to produce your animals. A lot of people, particularly new farmers or small farmers, might not have thought too much about NVDs. Sometimes if you're only selling a few animals once a year, it's easy to forget about them. The trouble is, all of the animals we sell can have an impact on our customers and on our markets, and potentially damage the image of clean and safe that we're all really proud of. Getting your NVD right is the opportunity you have to tell people about your animals, and that they are clean and that they are safe. So even if you don't get a chance to meet them personally, they can know that when they buy Australian beef or other red meats, it's clean and it's safe. With your NVDs, there are a couple of things to think about to get it right. Remember, you wouldn't not tell someone who asks you to your face the answer to a question, and your NVD is just the same. Firstly, you need to make sure you're using the most current version. The current versions have got 0413 at the top. Most processors have been rejecting animals that are accompanied with out-of-date versions, and that's really costly. In fact, from the 16th of November this year, the only NVDs you can use are the current versions. If you need to update or order the current ones, you can do that through the MLA website at www.mla.com.au. Filling out an NVD shouldn't be that hard. All it takes is a bit of time, and make sure you fill out every part of it. Having said that, for the past few years I've had to check the NVDs that are accompanying the steers exhibited at the Sydney Royal Easter Show. And I reckon there's around 20% of those that aren't filled out correctly. We've had to call those exhibitors up and get them to come back and correct their NVDs. Mostly it's only the little things. The more common mistakes are to forget to say where the cattle have come from, which is the property identification code, the PIC number, followed by not actually listing the destination of where the cattle are going to. In the case of the Easter Show, it's the actual address of the showground. If you're selling through a sale yard, it's the address of the sale yard, and if they're off to a feedlot or to a processor, it's the address of the feedlot or the processor. The last mistake most people make is forgetting to sign off on the NVD. As I said earlier, the NVD is your statement describing how you prepared your cattle for consumers. So your NVD has to be signed because it accompanies your stock as they move from your farm through to processing. I reckon at Sydney Show, a lot of the issues and mistakes people are making are because they're only selling cattle once or twice a year. Sometimes they get caught using the older versions of the NVD. Fortunately, we're able to talk to them, get them to correct their mistakes and understand what they've done wrong. It's a much bigger issue if you make those mistakes and they're not picked up until sale or processing. I said a minute ago people have had animals rejected for not having the current form or sending unsigned forms. It's a huge cost to the producer. But think about this. Our international markets account for 70% of the beef we send overseas, about 54% of our lamb, and a huge 95% of goat meat. So confidence in our store is essential to keep those markets. Getting your NVD right is the first step in that. Don't forget that current version will be the only one accepted after the 16th of November 2015, so you do need to get onto ensuring you've got the correct forms. If you're unsure about filling out your NVD, make sure you ask someone. Your advisor or your agent are good people to ask. The MLA's got a hotline to help you as well. Just remember my earlier point. If you've ever described what you do to produce food for someone to eat, you've described the things that make your red meat safe. And that can give your customers a great degree of certainty that your food is clean and safe. So when you fill your NVD out, you're doing the same thing, reinforcing the confidence of our consumers in the food that we produce. Now, if you've got any questions, I've put some links in my Rayner Reckons blog. Just go to www.raynerag.com.au and have a read. You can always get in touch with me through the website. If you'd like to contact me on Twitter at alrayner302 or through the Rayner Ag Facebook page. Don't forget to like the page while you're there. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you next time.